At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com, register for my free instructional videos. They go out 3 times a week, and check out my website. Got some great golf products on there that you will find great prices on, and a bunch of stuff to help you with your golf game. You can also find out information if you're interested in getting a golf lesson and really improving your game. You can come visit me, and I'll help you at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. I got an incredible indoor facility. I love teaching indoors. Teach into a simulator. I've done indoor teaching in the past, but I really didn't realize, I guess, how great it was teaching on a simulator with the launch monitor. So much better conditions. It's just like incredible. And I also have an outdoor short game practice facility too, that was built by Celebrity Greens, which is absolutely fantastic. They build the absolute best synthetic golf practice areas. So if you ever are in need of one of those or want one of those, I guess that's a want, not a need. Well, for me, it was a need, but if it's a want, you got to check out Celebrity Greens. So anyway, okay. Today, I want to talk about Rory McIlroy working his way back to number one in the world. He won the CJ Cup. Back-to-back years, he won the CJ Cup. Now, they didn't play the same course 2 years in a row, but it's the same tournament. They played at this Congaree course down in Carolina. And last year they played out at the Summit Las Vegas. But Rory's won it back-to-back, which interestingly enough is a term with no cut, which I thought that was a big deal. I thought you're not allowed to have no cut. LIV Golf has no cut, and they're not allowed to get world golf ranking points because they have no cut, which is absolutely crazy, isn't it? I mean, you realize that there's 13 elevated tournaments on the PGA Tour next year? 13 elevated tournaments on the PGA Tour. That's where all the best players are going to play. They're going to play in those 13 tournaments, and then they're going to play four majors, and then they're going to play three more tournaments. But of those 13 majors that all the best players are, or the 13 elevated tournaments, not the majors, the 13 elevated tournaments, five of those tournaments have no cut. Five of those tournaments. But that's okay. It's okay. You don't have to have a cut. As long as a percentage of your tournaments have a cut. Oh, my God. Make the rules into whatever you want to make them into, just so it fits your agenda. That's it. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Anyway, Rory gets back to number one in the world. Does it have as much significance now that the world golf rankings are pretty much bogus rankings? I mean, any ranking that doesn't include Dustin Johnson and Cameron Smith to me isn't a ranking. And by the way, you know, even if they do get their points, the LIV Golf guys even do get their points, the way the points are distributed, it's so rigged against them, and they've fallen down so far in the rankings that none of those players will ever have a chance to ever work their way up, unless somebody comes to their senses and changes it and makes it really, you know, fair, so that it really do, you know, determine who the best player in the world is. But right now, the best player in the world is Rory McIlroy, because he's the number one player in the world. He took the spot from Scottie Scheffler, and it's an incredible accomplishment. So Rory won his 23rd tournament on the PGA Tour. He's only 33 years old. He's won four majors. He's won a bunch overseas too, obviously, but he's won four majors. One amazing statistic: he's been number one like something like nine times. He's made it to number one. So he's made it there, then he falls back, then he, you know, the last time he fell back, he got knocked out in, when was it? Like 2020. I think it was John Rahm knocked him out. And a year later, Rory was 16th in the world. Now, he's young. I mean, you know, Rory's only 33. But to work your way from 16th all the way back to number one, I mean, that's a heck of an accomplishment. I mean, I love Rory McIlroy's golf game. I like watching him play. I don't like listening to Rory McIlroy talk about golf at all. I just ever since he decided he was, the spokesman for professional golf, and started this whole thing that where, you know, he's Mr. you know, philosophical about everything, and he waffles all over the place, you know, on subjects. But ever since he started that whole routine of his, I mean, I'm like, oh, please. I mean, I like if he's talking, I want to make sure I turn down the volume. But if he's playing, I love watching. I like his game. And, you know, I like his swing. I like the way he plays. I like the way he hits it. You know, I like his attitude on the golf course. I like watching him play golf. You know, he's fourth all time now on the all time money list. Maybe like $68 million. He'll be second before you know it. One more year, he'll be second. Vijay Singh's got $71 million. He's third, $71 million and something. Jim Furyk second. He's got $71 million and something. Roy's only $3 million away from those guys. He'll pass those guys this year. And he'll be second on the money. His Tiger's made $120 million. I mean, the way the PGA Tour's going, Rory McIlroy, someday he'll be leading money winner of all time. But, you know, that's right time, right place. That's what that's all about. But he's made a bunch of money playing golf. All these times he's made it to number one. This is the fourth time he's made it to number one by winning, like he did at the CJ Cup. He won and got to, you know, there's different ways to get to number one. is the way these point systems work. Four times he was just sitting around and he got to number one. Is somebody else lost points because of something, and you know, and he was elevated. Number one time he lost in a playoff and got to number one, but this time he won and got to number one. So I think that probably makes it even better. It seemed like it definitely meant a lot to him. You know, a year ago he wasn't even in the top 10. So that's pretty that's pretty amazing that he has made that big of a leap. Now, how did he do it? Well, here's how he did it. Roy McIlroy has always been one of the best ball strikers on tour. I mean, he's just always been. You can go back. I mean, I don't know how far you have to go back to before you find a year that he wasn't top 10 in strokes gained tee to green. This last year he was second. When he won it at the CJ Cup this tournament, he was first by a mile in strokes gained tee to green. Now, that's just one tournament. But last year, he finished second. 2021, he was 10th. 2020, he was 6th. 2019, he was first. 2018, he was 6th. Why was he falling back? Or why did he jump up putting? Last year, he finished 16th on tour in putting. I mean, I have to admit, I didn't think I'd ever see him finish 16th in putting. That is an incredible accomplishment because he has been just an average to below average putter who throughout his career has had two good years. In 2014, he was 41st in putting. 2019, he was 24th in putting. Every other year, 139, 159, 97, 122, 66th in 2021. He was getting a little better. He finished 16th in putting in 2022. At the CJ Cup, he was 18th in putting, first in strokes gained tee to green. And that gets the win, but the big difference in his game was putting. So will he be able to stay at number one? You know, one of the things, he's got this thing against Greg Norman. He can't stand Greg Norman. No, you know, he can't stand him. You know, he's got like he's the Rory's the poster child for the, you know, PGA Tour, and Greg Norman is the LIV Golf, and Rory can't stand Greg Norman, and he's got, you know, he couldn't wait to win more tournaments on the PGA Tour than Greg Norman did. Well, Greg Norman, you know, has won so many tournaments worldwide, it's like ridiculous. But Rory couldn't wait to win, and now he's got a new goal. You know, his goal is he wants to, you know, he knows it's a long shot. But he wants to be number one in, you know, for the more weeks. First off, he's never going to be number one for more weeks than Tiger Woods was number one. That for sure is not going to happen. That's something you can take to the bank for sure. Because Tiger was number one 683 weeks. He was number one in the world. Greg Norman was number one for 331 weeks. That's pretty incredible. Rory's third. I think he's been number one for 107 weeks, something like that. Maybe this will be the 108th week. He'd have to be number one for, what, 4 years to beat, to take over the lead from Greg Norman, which is like, he'd love to do that. You know, he hates Greg Norman. Oh my God. Probably not going to happen. Pretty hard to stay number one. Rory says it's harder to stay number one than it is to get to number one. I think that's true. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, a lot of these guys get to number one and they don't stay there very long. But when you look at the list of guys that got to number one and stayed there the longest, it's a pretty amazing list. Tiger, Norman, Rory. Nick Faldo was there. Rory with 107 weeks. Nick Faldo, 97 weeks. Dustin Johnson, 91 weeks. Seve Ballesteros, the great Seve Ballesteros, was there for 61 weeks. He's like sixth on the list. Luke Donald. How about this? Luke Donald. Totally lost his game. Actually, the game of golf kind of passed him by. He was a short hitter. Game changed. Game changed kind of right in the prime of his career. He was number one for 56 weeks, though. A little over a year, he was number one. Jason Day, the original Mr. Giddy. Guy was so giddy when he won that major. He thought, oh, my God, I remember that. When they talked about how he was, it was like the big four. It was Tiger and him and, I don't know, I forget, Phil. And so, you know, he thought he was one of the big guys. He was sure he'd I mean, hey, you win a major, that's good. But he's the original Mr. Giddy. He was number one for 51 weeks. Boy, is he falling off. A lot of injuries. Hard to stay there. Ian Woosnam won the Masters, and he was number one for 50 weeks. He's ninth on the list. Nick Price, great Nick Price, one of the best ball strikers in the history of the game. He was PGA Tour Player of the Year and a top money winner twice. He was number one for 44 weeks. He's 10th on the list. Vijay Singh, he was number one for 32 weeks. Vijay won 34 times on the PGA Tour. How about that? I think Rory's won 23. You think Rory will catch Vijay Singh? Nah. 11 more wins on the PGA Tour. He's 33 years old. Rory's not a young 33, though. He's played a lot of golf. Another win for 10 or 11 more years. I mean, Rory will have some years when there's less competition now. You can say whatever you want. There's less competition on the PGA Tour. Bunch of guys went to live golf. It's easier to win now. Don't let them kid you. Don't let them tell you, oh, it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. Yeah, well, it's easier than it used to be. Cameron Smith's not there. Dustin Johnson's not there. Bryson DeChambeau's not there. Patrick Reed's not there. Brooks Koepka's not there. Those guys weren't going to go 0-for the rest of their career. So there's a bunch of wins. Taylor Gooch, that guy's a good player. There's a bunch of wins that were going to be eaten up by guys on the LIV Golf Tour. I'm not saying they'd win 10 tournaments, but they're going to win something. Yeah, there's a lot of wins that now somebody else gets. See? It's helped all these guys. Made it easier for them to win. Made it easier for them to make money. Jordan Spieth. He's the number 12th player in terms of how long he's number one. He's number one for 26 weeks. You know, he's done a good job battling his way back, getting his game relevant. Will he ever be number one again? I would doubt it. To climb to the top 10 from as far as he fell, because Rory fell down to 16th and made it all the way back to first. But Jordan Spieth, wasn't he like 100th or something? I mean, he fell way back. And he's done a good job getting back. But he was number one for 20, half a year is all. Hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, of course, he was at a time when, a lot of other guys were going strong. Pretty good. Lee Westwood is number one. Lee Westwood never won a major. Player of the year on the European Tour three times. Great player. He was the one that in 2009, he ended. Tiger had been number one for 281 weeks, and he ended Tiger's run. And he was number one for 22 weeks. Of course, Westwood's on the LIV Golf Tour. He can still play, that guy. Always a great ball striker, never a great putter. Fred Couples, 14th on the list. He was number one for 16 weeks. That was all the way back to 1992. He won the Masters. Couples was number one for 16 weeks. Did you see? He shot 60. He's 63 years old, Freddie Couples. Shot 60 in the last round of the, I think it was the SAS tournament in North Carolina on the Champions Tour, won the tournament, boat raced him. He hadn't played much the last couple of years. Goes out there, still can do it. Shoots 60. Shoots his age by 3 shots. Imagine that. 60. Wow. Unbelievable. That's pretty good. David Duval is 15th on this list. I'm looking at this list. David Duval was number one in the world for 15 weeks. I remember one year we were at the Masters, and Duval was on the driving range. I was there with Tiger. I can't remember what year this was. Duval was still playing there. He was still had an exemption. And he goes, Duval makes the comment. He says, I'm hitting it better than I've ever hit it. Now, he was always trying to talk himself into something that wasn't really true. And Tiger looked at me when Duval said that one time. And of course, Duval had good record at the Masters. That's who Mark O'Meara beat when by a shot when Mark won in 98. But Duval said, this is the best I've ever hit it. And Tiger looked at me and goes, he says, does that guy not realize how good he used to be? He said, because that guy was really good. He was one of those guys that Tiger looked at and said, that guy was so good, it's unbelievable. It's interesting, I was reading this article in Golf Week, they said injuries curtailed David Duval's career. He got the full swing yips. That's what curtailed his career. It's funny, I mean, it he couldn't find the golf course. It happens. Happened to Ian Baker Finch, happened to David Duval. That's what curtailed his career. He had some injuries too, you know. But they rewrite history a lot sometimes, these golf media guys. They rewrite history. Yeah. The number one player in the world, though, Rory McIlroy. Will he be number one at the end of next year? And I would say no, he won't be. Rahm's fifth right now. You know, Rahm's going to win another major. Scheffler, I don't think he's done. I mean, he's a tough competitor. Cam Smith's got no chance because he's on LIV Golf, so this makes it. See, these number one rankings, these official world golf rankings, now they're hollow because you're not even going to give Cam Smith a chance because he's on LIV Golf. So, you know, and that's one guy that could beat you, but he's not going to have a chance. Cantley, he's number four. Here's what I look at. Strokes gained, tee to green, and putting. Rory, second strokes gained, tee to green, 16th in putting. Okay. Number two, Scottie Scheffler. Fourth strokes gained, tee to green, 58th in putting. That's an exceptional year ball striking for Scottie Scheffler. Great pressure putter, but overall not a, you know, 58th is not a tremendous statistic, you know, in putting. But he could, you know, he's tough, and he's not scared to do it when it matters most. Colin Morikawa is ninth on the list, 17th strokes gained tee to green, had a bad ball striking year, had a normal putting year. He's 131st. See, here's a guy that's won a couple majors, Colin Morikawa. He's putted well enough to win only a few times in his career, and every time he puts good enough, he wins, it seems like. And two of the times he putted good enough, it was at major championships. There's a guy, I look at him and I think, you know what? I don't know if the money means anything to him, but I, of all the players I looked at, I thought, you know what? He should have taken the money. I don't know what they offered him, $150 million, $200 million. I don't know if money means, you know, I don't know if the money is a motivator. Maybe, you know, some people, money's not a motivator. But I'm going to look at Colin Morikawa, and I would say, at the end of the day, the end of the long day, he would have made a lot more money a lot more money if he took, because he would do good on the LIV Golf Tour. He would make a lot more money if he'd have played on LIV Golf they make on the PGA Tour. But, you know, like they say, so there's a lot, there's some things money can't buy. So, I tell you what, major championships, that's the thing that money can't buy. That was a joke when that guy from Saudi Golf said, "Oh, if they cut our guys out of the majors, I'll start my own majors." It doesn't work like that, bud. No, you don't just start your own major. And he took that one back. That was a stupid statement. He knew it was stupid. You know, I think sometimes these LIV Golf guys say stuff just to get everybody riled up so they can, you know, just get more publicity, which it seems to work, to be honest with you. Justin Thomas, third strokes gained tee to green, 85th in putting. Not good enough. Not good enough with the putter to make a run at number one. Going to have to show some significant improvement in that area. Xander Schauffele, sixth in the world, 11th strokes gained tee to green. That's about where he is. You know, usually he's like right there, top 10. He's 11th, 32nd in putting. Combine those two statistics, probably not good enough to make a run at number one. So it kind of boils down, well, now that Cam Smith's out of the picture, you know, kind of looks like, John Rahm, Scotty Scheffler. John Rahm, Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy. You know, McIlroy may hang around number one for a while. Because when I do the statistical analysis that I like to do with all these statistics, it's hard for me to say, okay, if he's not going to be number one, who's going to take over? My question is, can he putt anywhere close to where he putted this year? And sooner or later, he's going to have to win a major because you're going to get a lot of points to move up this list if you win a major. He hadn't won a major since 2014. Sooner or later, he's got to win a major. If he does that, he could hang around for a while. Tiger, Greg Norman, and Rory. That's pretty elite company right there for sure. Pretty good job by him. Less talk, more golf. That would be my wish for him. I don't want to hear about it. I'm tired of hearing about it. Tired of hearing about how, you know, much you hate LIV Golf. We all know that. Let me just watch you play. Let's just play golf. Anyway, that's my thoughts for today. Hope everybody has a great day. Remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Go to voodoopainrelief.com if you want to get yourself hooked up with some free pain cream that is fantastic for arthritis and muscle soreness and joint pain. It will help you out for sure. And all you got to do is go to voodoopainrelief.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.